Good afternoon, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Right Now. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So getting started here with your top headlines in the news, we've got the we've got to start with Alec Baldwin. You heard it right there with Fox News. All charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped. Oh, wow. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I thought, if anything, there might be a accidental manslaughter type of charge or something like that. It's not like we obviously know he didn't purposely kill somebody, but he did kill somebody. But it is possible. I mean, I've known people, like, if you're driving in a dark road in the countryside and then there might be a pedestrian who you can't see and you hit them. And then you realize you hit somebody, you stop, you call. I've known people who've not had any criminal charges for that. I mean, it's an accident. Sometimes accidents, you know, do happen. And so I'm sure the family of the lady who was killed has got to be just like, wait a minute, somebody's got to be to blame. Well, remember, there are a couple of the people who handled the firearm, like the props people or something like that, they already have some charges against them that have already been found guilty on a couple of, there were lighter charges, but still, I'm sure that they're feeling like something needs to happen right there. But that's a pretty big story right there. Alec Baldwin having all the charges dropped. I mean, then for a while, with the charges that were going up against him, it looked like he might be going to jail for a while. And now, instead of going to jail for a while, not going to go to jail at all. Now, I'm sure there probably will be some sort of civil case that'll come out at some point about this, in which case, you know, I'm sure he'll pay anything on that. You know, we've talked about this before. I can't imagine being in his situation, though. You know, as much as we look at him like, you know, hey, he's just some celebrity guy who is irresponsible with the firearm and all this. Come on. He was on a set who was given a firearm to, you know, that he thought had blanks in it. And why would he think it would not have, you know, why would he think it would have anything other than blanks in it? How did he know that people were target shooting with it moments earlier? Like, for real. And how irresponsible is that? That they're target shooting with the firearm that's on the, you know, on the set, that's going to be used on the set. So, you know, I don't look like that. But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, we look at him like, oh, he's just some celebrity guy. And we forget, like, he's a real person. And no matter what, he now has to deal with, like, just the fact of life that he killed somebody, whether it's on accident or not. I actually have a friend of mine who has had an accidental death, like, that he was involved with. And here, years later, it's, I mean, we're talking like 20, man, it might be 30 years later now. It still bothers him sometimes that happened. And it wasn't his fault, wasn't the other person's fault, just happened. So there is, yeah, and there was things that, I got a text here, says, the problem is, Bobby, he said he did not pull the trigger, and the trigger was obviously pulled. Well, yeah. And I mean, there for a little bit, I do think he was trying to do whatever he could to try to cover up, not necessarily cover up, but try to get rid of responsibility. And the reality, like, guns just don't fire by themselves. That's the thing. Like, they just don't fire by themselves. So that was kind of, that's a pretty big story coming out there, and a little bit of surprise on that one. Some of the other top headlines I'll get to you right after traffic on the fives.
Nothing too bad to slow us down this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Nothing to slow us down on 29 either. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect your typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. And we do have one accident off of North W Street at West Hanton Road, or Hanton Street, that isn't causing too bad of slowdowns, but FHP is reporting a roadblock. And 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Just some typical afternoon traffic, nothing too bad. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Other top stories in the news, Fox News getting rid of Dan Bongino today. He was let go. Now, I'll say this about Dan Bongino. Like, Dan Bongino hit the waves because of his podcast. Like, his podcast got a huge following, and with that huge following, legacy media outlets tried to go ahead and capitalize on his huge following. So he got picked up by Fox News for TV. He got picked up by syndicated radio. He already announced that he was going to walk away from the syndicated radio deal at the end of his contract, which comes up, I believe, at the end of the summer. And he's just going to focus on his podcast. And for whatever reason, they've now Fox News has gotten rid of him as well. So that's one of the top stories going on in the news. Other ones here. BuzzFeed has announced its plans to shut down its news division. I gotta admit something here. I didn't realize the news division was still going on. I did follow BuzzFeed News for a while, like when it first was launched, really. But then after a while, I just realized it was like no different than CNN. It was no different than a lot of the, and I was just like, and they weren't adding any value to what they offered. And so I stopped following them a long time ago. And so now they've gone ahead and announced that they're shutting down their news division. The same time, by the way, that Ben Smith, the former editor of BuzzFeed News, admitted that when they came out that fake Russian dossier thing on Trump and how he was colluding with Russia and stuff like that, Ben Smith, the former editor, admitted that he knew that there was falsehoods in that report when they released it. And so now there's a lot of buzz that started picking up this morning about Trump having the right to sue Ben Smith for defamation. And then shortly after, we get word that BuzzFeed News is shutting down. I wonder if those are connected. SpaceX launched the largest rocket in world history. You can actually say that. World history. Unfortunately, though, it exploded mid-flight. So, oops. They're still... I mean, I was even just seeing earlier that Elon Musk is still praising it. This is a historic moment. You know, that there's going to be obviously things that they're going to learn lessons from on this in order to keep it going. Remember, one of the things that he has been a pioneer of is reusing rockets. And what we've seen in the past, I mean, what we did forever, for decades, is we'd launch a rocket up and then it was basically destroyed. And he pioneered, well, once we launch the rocket and launch whatever payload we're going to, we'll have that rocket safely return to Earth. So even though this is an expensive loss, once they get it down, they'll be able to reuse the rocket over and over and over. So it'll be interesting to see what happens right there. This, by the way, is the next step that they were trying to do in their journey to get to Mars. I mean, that's the whole... Elon Musk is not even... He's not even pretending. Like, he's letting everybody... He's always let everybody know... His mission is not to get to the moon. It's not to be a space taxi. It's to get to Mars. That's his mission. And so all the other stuff, being a space taxi for NASA and sending up satellites all the time and possibly doing stuff on the moon, that's all just in the meantime while they're trying to work on their journey to get to Mars. He's been very open about that. And that this rocket was like a real big step, you know, first step to do that, to get to Mars is what this was about. And other top stories here, one that we kind of mentioned yesterday, a IRS whistleblower says the Hunter Biden investigation is being mishandled, and that is now hitting top stories. Also, a big Green New Deal coming out from Democrats today as President Biden announces climate assistance funds to other nations. For example, $500 million in Brazil to stop deforestation, which will help with climate issues. So there you go there. And then finally, this will be one of our sports hits that we'll have at 4:35. Republicans have gone ahead and voted to ban biological males from playing in female sports. Don't know if it's really going to get anywhere, and I definitely don't think Biden will sign it. So they need to have a veto-proof majority in order for it to really go anywhere. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with Top Trending News. Stick around. Well, it's all. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here at about 4:28, I got some underrated beaches. There was a list of underrated beaches, and there are a couple in Florida. I'll tell you where they are. Coming up here in about 5 minutes. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the U.S. is set to send additional forces to East Africa to help with the potential evacuation at an American embassy. Reports say about 70 staffers at the embassy in Sudan's capital have been sheltering in place as the conflict between Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary group grows. Another suspect now under arrest in connection to the mass shooting at a birthday party in Alabama, Dadeville, specifically last weekend. 20-year-old Johnny Brown is the fourth suspect arrested and facing four counts of reckless murder. Reports say manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the onset death while filming the movie Rust have been dropped. Today's the day that Twitter's famous blue check marks for verified users are disappearing for those who aren't paid subscribers. Those include celebrities like Oprah, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, and Kim Kardashian. And in sports news, the Oakland Athletics appear to be bolting to Sin City. The team finalizing a land deal near the Las Vegas Strip and plan on building a major league ballpark to open in 2027.
Yeah, I've been seeing the fallout of the blue check mark today, and a lot of these celebrities livid, just absolutely livid, that they're losing their blue check mark. And they're like, I'm not giving that man my money. He's a billionaire. And I'm like, okay, it's not about him. It's about the company. He's trying to do what's best for him. They're like, he's just trying to raise revenue. Like, yeah, yes. That's exactly what he's trying. That's just what he's doing for the company. Like, that's the job. Like, yes, he's raising. I'm not giving that man my money. What do you want him to do? Just bail out the company and then just be like, that's not how he got rich. I tell you, like, that's not how he got rich, is by just bailing out companies and being like, oh, let me just take a loss here and take a loss there. He's trying to use his expertise and his know-how and his smart. The problem is many of these people who are complaining, they don't like that Elon has turned out to be more of like a libertarian type of person.
Yeah, right.
It comes down to politics.
Exactly.
When it comes down to it, they're like, we thought you were left-wing. Back when we liked you, is because we thought you were left wing because you were coming out with electric cars and you were.
I mean, you could have somebody like, you know, on the kind of the liberal side say, hey, we're going to remove the blue check marks because I just think it creates this open utopian where, yeah, you know, and where we all, all of our opinions are created equal. And it'd be
equal,
like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But because he turned out to be a little bit more, he's not even conservative, but he's more libertarian leaning. They're like, we didn't know this. Now that we know this, we don't like you and anything you do. So, you know, like, what you need to get on. It's basically once he backed, like DeSantis, and he was like, if the election were held today, I'm not voting Biden. That's it, man. Those blue check marks were like, we're not paying you any money. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I've seen a lot of them very upset about it. I'm like, what? You're that upset about getting the blue check? It's a blue check. Who cares?
And it's a status symbol.
They're like, I don't even care. I don't even care about this blue check mark. I'm like, I can tell by the tone of your voice that you don't care. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slow traffic. Other than that, just some more typical afternoon traffic. That's going to start seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. I-10 eastbound getting towards Avalon Boulevard. Expect some afternoon delays as well as some patchy traffic on 98. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Coming up here next, there's a list of the most underrated beaches in America. And yes, there are some in Florida. I'll tell you where they are coming up next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, there is a list of the most underrated beaches that came out from 50grand.com. And sure enough, they got they didn't really have in any particular order. It's just, here's some underrated beaches. And one of them is Boneyard Beach in Florida. And I'm like, what? I never even heard of this. It's apparently near Jacksonville, Big Talbot Island State Park. So it's they say it's one of the rare beaches that doesn't get a lot of attention. Another one in Florida was Guana River Preserve. It's in Punta Verde. So this is the spot where Ponce de Leon first spotted, like, land when he came to Florida. And they say it's always it's a very underrated beach. Hardly anybody goes there. Kind of interesting one right there. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. By the way, most overrated degrees according to job seekers. Arts and theaters, film, anthropology, civilization studies. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining me here. Hey, News Radio 92.3, along with our TV partner, WEAR, at ABC Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services presents the Community Shredathon event, Saturday, April 22nd. It's going to come up 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, and this is for personal documents only, not for corporate or business documents, so it's things like your ATM receipts, credit card receipts, personal health documents, anything like that, and come on out to the Community Shredathon event and get them all shredded up. There will be there's going to be a limit to 50 pounds, which equates to about two bags or boxes of paper documents. The staples or small paper clips do not need to be removed, and do not tie nor tape the bags or the boxes. So once again, Community Shredathon event coming up 8 to 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Saturday. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. And then I do want to talk about a new Green New Deal. So stick around for that. So SpaceX's Starship, it had an uncrewed rocket. It launched in a historic test, the largest rocket ever to go to be launched, but then it exploded mid-flight. Oh, boy. Then all charges were dropped against Alec Baldwin in that shooting incident in the movie, the Rust movie. And finally, there is BuzzFeed shutting down their news division. BuzzFeed's shutting down their news division. And this is I thought it was already gone. I was a little surprised. And, oh, it was still around? Okay, so there you go. Those are your top three stories. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs continues on TNT tonight at 6:30. The 76ers play the Brooklyn Nets. 76ers lead that series 2-0. Then at 9 o'clock on TNT, the Kings take on the Golden State Warriors. Kings lead that series 2-0. And then at 9:30 on NBA TV, it's the Phoenix Suns against the Clippers. That series is split, one apiece. Then NHL hockey playoffs continues on ESPN. It's going to be on ESPN and TBS. So first on ESPN, Tampa Bay Lightning plays Toronto. Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0. 6:30 on TBS, Rangers against the New Jersey Red Devils, where the Rangers lead that series. Then on ESPN, Kraken take on the Colorado Avalanche. Kraken lead that one 1-0. And at 9 o'clock, back over on TBS, Winnipeg against Las Vegas. 1-0 is the series lead with Winnipeg. Major League Baseball underway right now. The Yankees are beating the LA Angels 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And then earlier today, the Boston Red Sox beat the Twins 11-5. Then ESPN Plus tonight has the Padres against the Diamondbacks at around 8:40 on ESPN Plus. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports news.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. That's due to construction on the bridge. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 expects slow traffic in the northbound direction, but south of the interstate, Pine Forest is looking good. Nothing too bad to slow you down on Davis Highway heading northbound. Davis at University southbound right near Olive expects some typical afternoon traffic. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, got a text here says about the Alec Baldwin situation. Seems like corruption. If the Baldwin incident had occurred under identical circumstances not involving a celebrity, it would have been an open shut manslaughter case with a conviction. I don't know, though. There is no identical situation without a celebrity. Because when do we film things with prop guns? You know what I mean? Like, when do we film things with prop guns and then, oops, it turns out to be a real gun where somebody else on the crew, in the crew or in the staff or whatever, used the real gun and was target shooting with it and then turns it back in to be used as a prop gun, but didn't completely unload the, you know what I mean? Like, there is no identical situation.
I was going to say, just like amateur filmmaking, would you think that would, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be a big scale. No one would hear about it probably.
Yeah.
But what about him being like kind of like a director on it? Don't you feel like that's some sort of responsibility?
Well, that's the thing is there.
I go back and forth on it.
Yeah, I do too. And that's why I'm saying that's why I was surprised to see it surprised me when I saw that, whoa, all charges are being dropped, because I thought there could be some sort of accidental manslaughter, maybe even negligent, mm-hmm. something of negligence that could be charged. And, but it is different because we don't, you know, you're not on a set where you have prop guns with blanks. And then you got to remember, somebody else is the one that took the firearm and decided they're going to use it for real in target practice. I mean, those individuals are the ones that, to me, is like, whoa, you're on a set. You can't be using the guns for the real purposes. But once again, like what Gracie brings up, he was the director. Maybe he should have had some sort of guidelines, you know, rules that says you cannot use these guns for anything other than the blanks. No playing around with them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I could see that part too. So I definitely, I don't know. There is no identical case to it, but it's sad either way. I'm sure I'm sure there'll be some sort of civil suit, and that's where he'll pay out some money. Yeah. You were thinking the same thing I was thinking. Just got a text. There's a Baldwin situation. Well, I'll get worked out in civil court with money. Yeah, that's exactly what I was just saying. Here's somebody needs to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. I agree. But I can see how they would say just because Baldwin pulled the trigger, he shouldn't be the one that's charged with involuntary manslaughter. I've stated before, even when it happened, the people I think that are most at fault are the ones that decided to use the firearm as target shooting earlier. And then they turned the gun in thinking there was no more bullets left and there was one left in there. They're the ones. Like, what were they doing playing with a gun like that on set when that gun was going to be pointed at another human later? Like, it's to me, those are the ones that should be most responsible. Just because he's the one that pulled the trigger, and I get everybody's like, well, you're supposed, it's firearm safety. It's a movie set. They don't do firearm safety. Like the firearm safety all happens before you give it to the actor to go, okay, scene, you know, like act, you know, action. Before you give the firearm to an actor and say action, that's when all the firearm safety stuff happened a while before that. At that moment, it's too late. And the actor's not expected, like, well, hold on a second. I got to make sure I go through all my firearm checks. Because firearm safety is you never point a firearm at another human. So, I mean, all those things go out the window when you're on a set. So it's the people behind, it's the crew that was negligent in that situation, in my mind. Next text, I should have clarified. Two teenagers goofing around with a gun and pointing with someone fatally shot. Baldwin had to ensure the weapon was clear the same way as any other crew. It's not the same, man. I mean, I've done movies. I've done TV shows. It's not the same. It's just a prop. It's not a, you know, I guarantee when he fired that, his first thought was probably like, this is a real gun? Like when somebody actually like fell. They don't look at it like it's the prop. It's just a prop. I'm just filming something. I'm pretending, you know? So, key factor was that Baldwin didn't pull the trigger. Well, that's what he says. It doesn't make any sense on the didn't pull the trigger thing. And I don't get that part of it. All right. Sports news real quick. Kawhi Leonard is going to be out in game 3 with the Clippers and the Suns tonight. Oakland A's agreed to purchase land in Las Vegas. So there's been rumors for a while that Oakland A's going to move to Las Vegas. Now they just bought, they pay $1.5 billion for some land in Vegas. That's a pretty good sign that they're looking to move there. Former Lions head coach Matt Patricia is going to the Eagles to be their senior defensive assistant. And House has passed a bill banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Probably won't get anywhere in the Senate, though. Then I want to share this story here real quick. Oh, boy. A group of Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have introduced a new Green New Deal. $93 trillion over 10 years is the cost on this sucker. She says, for so long, our movement towards sustainable future has been divided with really just this false notion that we have to choose between our planet and our economy. She's saying we don't have to choose between them. She says we refuse to allow an economy that goes from oil barons to solar barons. That's not what we're about either. The goal of the Green New Deal is to transition to a 100% carbon-free economy that is more unionized, more just, more dignified, and guarantees more health care and housing than we ever had before. Yeah, this, once again, just like I was just mentioning the other bill, this bill is not going to get any, is not going to go anywhere either. Speaking of which, by the way, Department of Defense is warning the Biden administration. The Department of Defense warning the Biden administration, your solar farms that you keep trying to put up in the ocean are creating problems for our national security. We can't get our ships around these wind farms in order to protect us. Oh boy. Okay, this is getting a little interesting. Initial assessment performed by the Department of Defense, found complicated compatibility challenges with wind turbines near Navy and Air Force training areas. The DOD continues to work with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Industry, and other stakeholders to identify the best locations for development. But right now, it looks like they're the wind farms that they're trying to put up in the ocean are becoming a problem for Navy and Air Force's training missions as well as national security missions. So thought that was kind of an interesting one right there. We'll have to see what happens with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Now it's time for your top trend.
Okay. Oopsies. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 with nothing too bad. And on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We have our typical afternoon traffic, but there is a change in the traffic pattern on Highway 90. So if you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, it used to be everyone merge right, and now it's everyone merging left. So keep that in mind that there's going to be a little bit of a different pattern this afternoon. Again, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors, located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, the White House dismissing allegations the Justice Department is mishandling its investigation into Hunter Biden. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the DOJ's independence and said Biden believes in the rule of law. The president's son is currently under federal investigation for potential tax crimes and charges he lied on a firearm purchase form. Growing fears over next month's end of a public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations at the southern border. County leaders in El Paso County say at least 35,000 migrants are already waiting in Mexico in anticipation of the end of Title 42. And swift action from the state of Florida after this morning's EAS alert mishap. One state senator says he'll file a bill called the Stop Wake Act that would ban test alerts during overnight house. Also, the state says they've already terminated the contract with Everbridge, the company that provides coding and instructions to send out emergency alerts. Swift action being taken by the state. Do not mess with our sleep.
Yeah, don't mess with the sleep. I saw that too because I was like, they immediately came out and blasted it like 8 hours ago. And then within like an hour or two, you're gone. You fired. So it's like, You mess with
strike
everybody's
sleep. Strike one, you're out.
Yeah. You mess with people's sleep, you get a bunch of phone calls, too. So I'm sure they were like, hey, I already got woken up by the alert, and I'm getting woken up by everybody mad at the alert. So, yeah, a lot of backlash there. So all, you know, runs downhill. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There is, today's 420. Happy 420 to you. Americans apparently spend more money on legal weed now than chocolate. Wow. Okay. That's a little bit of a surprise to me that those numbers came out like that.
And that's only legal weed.
And that's only legal weed, exactly. Just imagine the legal stuff, illegal stuff.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, I don't know how to say this, I'll just say it. Today's sign of the apocalypse is I found out that there's going to be a new TV series in the works for Twilight. No. We don't need this. It's like porn for women, and we're just going to have a TV show for it. Don't give me that look, Gracie. I hate Twilight. It's horrendous. It's an abomination!